Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I'm Matt Trudell, and with me, like always,
Cleveland physician Alex Baker,
Sebastian Merrick.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Welcome back, Alex.
Yeah,
he's hopping on board to the great things about Cleveland.
Yeah. What was the saying last week that I missed?
Oh, what was the episode called?
Terp Down.
Oh, Terp Down. Terp Down is what it was called.
Oh, because of the terp stuff?
Yeah, DJ Terpin. And that's actually where we start today. So
I'm interested to hear what Alex thinks about this.
I didn't even know until Monday what was going on.
He had no idea. Well, I was sitting here
talking Maryland
on
Monday. It's Maryland
football.
Who even cares?
That's exactly what my point was last week. Right? Like, dude, and that's exactly when he said that. He was like, "What are you talking about, Maryland?" Because I was like, "Shouldn't the Big Ten be forfeited from all sports? Like, shouldn't they not allowed to be doing sports?" Like, and he was like, "What are you talking about? You're talking about Ohio State?" I was like, "Maryland." He's like, "Whatever,
Maryland do?"
I'm like, "They killed a kid, man, and they dragged that kid. Like, they dragged him across the finish line. That's crazy."
Alex, what do you think about it?
Oh, my God. I don't know why you do that for Maryland football. I think Durkin's got to go. That sounds like something out of the Junction Boys.
And as of what I've heard, all reports are leading to he will be gone. Mm-hmm. It's just they're trying to figure out a way to not have to pay him anything. But as of what I heard. But now the kid's parents are lobbying for the president, and it's like, no, I think they all got to go.
Well, Maryland, if you saw, they took responsibility.
Which is poppycock. And honestly, let's be honest. It's lip service.
Why?
It's lip service.
Why?
Why? Because when their parents end up suing the University of Maryland for money, they're going to be still stuck in a lawsuit. So if you're really taking liability for it, just cut the check.
Well, we'll see if that happens.
It's just like, and I'll get into this later, it's just
like... Well,
did
they cover it up or anything? The university itself, or is it just the football
team? The university did not address this situation until ESPN wrote an article about it like 2 months after this kid died.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They left him on the ground for 58 minutes seizing. His body temperature was 106 degrees. I'm sorry, but they all got to go. And the whole, you know, we accept. Of course you should. You should.
Right.
And it's on video. Like, so you're done. But I feel like, you know, like the athletic director came out and was like, "Well, I've been at all these practices. I haven't seen anything like it." Like, they were like, "Hey, it's time for Maryland to start being a good football program. Do what you got to do and then turn the other cheek." They all got to go. They all got to go. I don't care if a president comes out and says, "We accept." Of course you're saying that. You're getting out ahead of it. It's the same thing as Urban Meyer's statement. He's getting out ahead of it. He's playing damage control.
Well, we're going to have a decision today on Urban Meyer's future.
Well, and as of what I've heard, all things are pointing to him keeping his job, just getting suspended.
Correct.
Which, again, shows how great of a world we live in where you can literally just do the bare minimum and you win football games, so it's fine. Oh, don't worry. I'm going in on Maryland today. I'm going in on the Baltimore Ravens today. I got a lot of people that need to get.
I'll just say this. You technically can't fire someone for cause doing the bare minimum.
I'm not saying you should fire him for cause. I'm saying you should fire him.
Okay, that's a lot of money to write off.
Like, you know,
$30 million.
Okay. Do you really think Ohio State football is struggling for money out here?
No.
Regardless of who their coach is?
$30 million is still $30 million.
Dude, they could have Kip from
imagine
Napoleon
if just
Dynamite.
We split the $10 million each. We probably wouldn't even be here right now. Like,
I'd probably still be here. Get to talk on the radio, and I don't have to worry about making anybody happy.
All right.
But let's be honest. They got the money. They could do it if they wanted to.
Yeah. We had that discussion last week.
But the thing is, he wins football games. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why he's staying.
I don't know if I can agree with that.
If he was DJ Durkin, and had the seasons where, yeah, the team's been getting better, but they're not Ohio State, he'd probably be gone. Let's just be honest, man.
Why can't we call a spade a spade? You can't say that definitively, though.
Oh, my God.
You can't.
Oh, my God.
You're not the one investigating.
I'll hit you with another example when we talk about the Ravens. I'll hit you with another example, and you'll see it. Well, you won't see it because you're an Ohio State fan, but like you should see it deep down inside. You'll see it. Is that the year that
2014 that national champions.
The dude was taking PP pictures at the White House and stuff and sending dildos to Ohio State University? Did you hear about this? You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, you want to fill him in? You want to fill him in?
Sure.
It was widely documented.
It was. Where have you been this past week?
Was this new news?
Zach Smith.
This is new news. I'll let him know.
Yes.
First, before I let you know, what have you been doing this past week?
Working.
All right. Well, Zach Smith was caught sending
sex toys.
Sex, right.
$2,200. No, worth of like, well, he sex was, toys
he was
and other
getting
things.
This sex is the same toys guy, delivered. Right?
Yes.
Okay. But do you remember what year it was? I don't remember what year it was.
I forget what that one said. I can't speak definitively.
It might have been 2013 would be my guess. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure what the year is. But yeah, he got sex toys delivered
and, like,
to
Victoria's
him. And he was
Secret
like sending sex
and, like,
photos
yeah.
to Courtney, who's now ex-wife. While they were visiting the White House.
Dude, he was at the White House sending PP pictures, man. Like, he was at the White House sending nude pictures. Like, he went, just found, like, an American flag and was like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said there'd be a dick in the White House just a couple years early.
There hasn't been one in the White House since Nixon.
Yeah.
You said what? Wait, what? Yeah, he was sending sex toys. He was like getting them for like his mistresses and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and it was worth $2,200, like you said.
It's like that Dolphins coach and that was snorting cocaine with his mistress.
You know what? Okay, don't hate on that Dolphins coach. That's not as bad, in my opinion. That's not as bad. And of course, Urban Meyer had no idea.
Spent $2,200 worth of sex toys.
Dude, that's
think about that. $2,200.
I want to see the toys.
Hold on.
I want to see what
look,
those
it depends
be some
on how many women it's
stuff.
Distributed. It, like, you know what I'm saying? If it's one, that's intense. If it's two, that's intense. You know, but if he's got like 20 girls, you know, okay, that breaks it down a little bit more. It's not so
it's
much.
Messed
he wants
up,
top
man.
Quality products for his side booze, you know?
What kind of toys? Is it just the standard stuff or something?
I don't
more
know. I think he got something for Urban as well. But he had no idea about it, of course. Jeez. He had no idea about any of this. He was just sitting there trying to be a good old football coach, trying to keep Jesus in his sights. And Zach Smith went astray, and I didn't notice. I was clouded by the Tim Tebow cloud. Oh, but don't worry. I reported it. You know, up to
so
the
you
people
can't fire
above me.
Him for cause.
So you know, it doesn't matter. He's beating his wife, and he's at practice every day. But I reported it. You know, it's cool.
Yeah, that's what he's supposed
hey,
to
DJ
do.
Hey, DJ Durkin eventually called an ambulance. We might as well keep him at a
well,
job as well.
Well, I think Urban Meyer would call an ambulance as soon as a kid would be seizing. I think he would call an ambulance.
Would he call an ambulance if he watched one of his players beat up a girl? Or would he drag her
yes.
behind a dumpster and take
yes.
his kid away? I
if
don't know.
You know if Who you knows? Notice, one of Ohio State's core values is don't disrespect women. So I think
you cannot say one of their core values is don't disrespect women, and then he does not respect women.
How does he did his job and report the?
If you really are about respecting women and they don't do anything, you fire him. How do you not understand that?
Well,
we respect women unless our wide receivers coach beats them.
Well,
like,
maybe
stop.
The investigation was still going on. We don't know all this stuff.
Bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
We don't know any of this.
Can you help me, Alex?
We don't.
This has been like a three-week argument.
Alumni Ezekiel Elliott must have taken those core values.
Yeah, his dad was out there at the – oh, my God, scumbags. Yeah, Yeah, we respect women, but I went and got Ezekiel Elliott, and I helped cover all that up. Let's talk about when he was at Florida letting the Pouncey brothers do whatever they wanted, or Aaron Hernandez. But, oh, he had Jesus. He had the new age Jesus who plays for the Binghamton Mets. You know, like, stop. Don't act like that man's morally, like, we respect women. Come on.
It's one of his core values. It's in every single locker room of the players.
Yeah.
Well, and don't disrespect women is one of them.
Yeah. And in a file somewhere is pictures of women with bruised eyes and faces and stuff. And it's like, don't worry. We respect them by putting them in this drawer and not talking about it. Hey, at least we got good wide receivers, though. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
At least we got good wide receivers, though. Am I right? Sometimes your wide receiver coach needs to beat his wife frequently. You know, sometimes you got to shoot a text to him. Sometimes I got to just come on, man. Like, how dare they talk about them giving any worth of anything about women when he did the bare minimum? Clearly didn't care about protecting that woman. But if one of his four daughters got...
were still investigating?
Dude, if one of his four daughters got the hands, guess what? He'd be all up in arms and upset about someone not saying something. Right?
Sure.
But he sits on his little tower of, I told this guy. I'm not saying fire him for cause. I'm saying fire him. You don't need that kind of person. People that put football over women's health don't deserve to exist.
That, though. You can't say that.
Of course.
You can't, because we don't know the results of the investigation. So you can't say that.
He told the people above him. That's all he did.
So he did his job, according to his contract.
Okay, and so did Mike McQueary, and so did Joe Paterno. Come on, man. Come on. And so did the Nazis. They were just doing their job, you know. Some guy came along, said, hey, kill all these people. And they said, I guess it's my job.
I'm not talking about all those people. I'm talking about Urban Meyer. Just Urban Meyer.
What makes what Urban Meyer did different than Joe Paterno? Other than the scenario in the case, other than specifically what Joe Paterno tried to claim was, I told my superiors.
Uh huh.
And he got fired, even though he did tell his superiors allegedly.
Uh huh.
What makes that different?
Well, there's how many kids were there that were like 20?
Probably more. Well, this was specifically in 1999 regarding one kid.
One
kid at that time.
And he got fired for... Because I don't really remember the Penn State thing too well because that was so long ago.
There were several victims, but the 1999 one which came up, which was Mike McQueary saw it,
told Paterno. Paterno told...
Allegedly told his higher-ups.
If he did that,
Didn't deserve to be fired.
Then the higher-ups, not for the one kid... Not for that one kid.
I don't think we can move the show to till 10 a.m. anymore. I don't understand. Like, if we're going to sit here and justify child rape.
I'm not justifying that, Matt. I'm not justifying that at all.
You're saying that, well, he technically did his job.
Well, you can...
And he shouldn't be fired.
Well, then you can make the decision as a university whether it's a bad look or not. If it's a bad look and... You can fire him, but I'm just saying that's this up to the university right there. I'm just saying you can't fire him for cause. If you want to take action
should
as a university,
Urban Meyer be fired?
In my opinion, what does the investigation say? It's all about what the investigation says. Yes.
If Urban Meyer knew since 2009 that this was a thing, and
when did he report it?
And he promotes caring about women.
Should he
be fired?
Well, when did he report it?
Regardless of if it's... Dude, I don't give a rat's ass about if it was reported or not. I care about... If he knew this man was beating women in 2009 and then say, okay, he got better. That's his one chance. But then he knew about it in 2015. Why wasn't that guy fired then?
Well, because
how many other situations had he known about?
You have to let the investigation play out. You just have to. You can't jump to conclusions.
If it quacks, it's a duck.
Well, okay. No, obviously, but we're talking about an investigation here. We're talking about an allegation. Everything about Zach Smith, as shady as
did
it looks,
Lance Armstrong allegations end up being true, even though he ruined a bunch of people's lives for years and years and years?
Yes, and we know that now.
Yeah.
But we didn't know that back then.
I knew it back then.
Well, you presumed it back then.
No.
Just like you're presuming right now.
Dude, I've lived enough years on this earth where if a bunch of people are saying a certain thing about you, it typically ends up being true.
Okay, it can be likely, but you're not 100% definitively no.
How dare that man say he cares about women? Like, I don't wish women getting harmed, but he has daughters, right? And
four
I think he'd handle it a little differently.
And he has a wife.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, who knows what he does behind closed doors, am I right? Maybe he reports it to the higher-ups. Jesus. Maybe he's like, God, this guy's sending dildos and beating women on my watch, but I'm just a good Christian man that cares about winning football games. This is how it's gone out of control.
I'm just telling
he
you.
He should not have a job. I don't care what you say. You're
okay,
never going to change
opinion.
My mind on that.
That's your opinion.
And,
that's fine.
And the only reason why he will have a job is because he wins football games.
That's not true.
Why else?
Well,
if he's done something egregious enough to be suspended.
I shouldn't say that. If it was up to me and I was like in the president, I wouldn't decide based off of football games.
I
don't know what's in the mind of the Ohio State
Board. If he did something enough for them to suspend him. That clearly
put him
means
on paid administrative leave, which they should have done.
Okay, but then if they suspend
they
him for a couple games, right? If he did enough to be suspended at least a couple games,
yeah,
that's
I
a football decision, bro. That has nothing to do because let me tell you something. If it was,
I hear what you're saying. That's a fair argument.
Bill Schneider,
Bill Snyder's actually one of the top coaches, though. So what let's just go with DJ Jerkin. All right, let's just go with DJ Jerkin.
Someone who has been doing decent but hasn't really proven themselves yet.
Okay, so let's go with Durkin for example. Yeah, I can see where your argument is. If they suspend him instead of fire him, that obviously could look a little shady. The interesting part is
a little shady.
We just gotta look at what they find. We just gotta see what the reports are. Like, let's say Urban Meyer did not do his job.
Okay.
But suspended him. And let's say he did not report it. And they suspend him 2 games, 3 games.
But, okay. All right.
Then, obviously, I would say he should probably be gone.
Okay. Well, here. All right. So, if they suspend him, but it turned out that he did his job, why'd they suspend him, Sebastian?
I would not know.
Why would they be suspending him? See, they suspend him because he wins football games, and they're trying to just be like, well, look at that. That's
Maybe.
A shame. That's
Maybe.
A shame.
I don't know. I don't know what goes inside the Ohio State
this
Board
is
of Trustees. I don't know.
I like.
What? I'm just telling
I can understand being an Ohio State fan and wanting to be an Ohio State fan. I don't understand how you can justify.
I'm not taking sides here. I just want due process. That's
due
all
process.
I ask.
But if
That's
he did enough to get suspended, he probably did enough to get fired.
Potentially, yeah.
But he wins
depending
football
on,
games.
Depending on what comes out of the investigation. I want to read the whole, I'm going to read every single page of the report. I'm going to read every single page and we'll see. And then coming back, we'll have that discussion and we'll see.
All right. Well, we'll see. However, moving on to Maryland and DJ Durkin, reports are that him, the president, and the athletic director are pretty much on the outs. They also announced the other day that no one will wear McNair's number until he graduates. He'll be honored on senior day, and they named the offensive lineman's room after him.
Until he graduates.
Yeah, the year 2021.
Okay.
Now,
so when he's presumed to graduate.
Yes. Yes. Now, I will tell you that is all BS.
Yeah.
That's just covering your tail. That's all it is. That's all it is. The University of Maryland has taken hits, and they just want to, like, let's be honest. If they really cared about that kid, they might have called an ambulance ahead of time. Or maybe the president or the athletic director would have, you know, spoken on that situation before, I don't know, ESPN dragged him through the mud.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting scenario.
They care about kids in Maryland. It's all over their website.
I think...
You know what I'm saying, Alex? You know what I'm saying, Alex? I'm tired of this nonsense, man. Sorry.
I think when you... But when you do something like that, I think you should probably... I know it's going to be sticky. I think you should... You shouldn't honor someone until, like, whatever happens pans out. Because I just don't think the family would, like, why the family would be like, why are they honoring him when...
Because they got a lot of bad press and they wanted some good press in between. That's what it is.
You think, but don't you think they should... And I know it's going to be like, I think it'd be very hard to consult with a family right now for obvious reasons. But it just feels like... It might be a little too soon for that.
Let me tell you something. You know why they're consoling with the family? Because the more that they can get the family in their better graces, the smaller that check gets. That's all it is.
Yeah, I know.
So, you're
right. Is a family going along with it?
You got to realize, dude, they're begging for the president not to be fired
now.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
If I was a family, I wouldn't want anything to do with that college.
Heck no. Heck no. Heck no. And that's what I'm saying is, like... you got to realize at the end of the day that these colleges, especially when it comes to their corporations, like if you have a CEO that is able to give you a great return on your investment and bring you in a lot of money, you're going to do everything in your power to keep that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Meyer's a CEO. DJ Durkin is just a young CEO. We can replace him.
CEO.
You don't think Urban Meyer is the CEO of the Ohio State football team?
I mean, he's the head coach. He probably has more power, for sure, because he's Urban Meyer. Yeah. But if that's what you mean.
I'm saying that... I don't think you're understanding. So let's take Nabisco, right? Let's say the CEO of Nabisco is just had a killer quarter, right? Mm-hmm. But he got 3 DUIs in that quarter. Well, he's bringing in a lot of money. We're going to make sure that we swipe this under the rug and keep him here, right? Jim Irsay, per se. You know what I'm saying? Jim Irsay was it. Like, in the grand scheme of things, Jim Irsay did something that was a lot worse than Donald Sterling.
I don't remember what Jim Irsay did.
He was driving around with like 10 G's and like a bunch of prescription pills that weren't in his name.
Oh. Yeah, I remember something, but yeah.
Would you agree that that's worse?
Than just... than Donald's... They're both awful. I mean... I don't know if you can say one's worse than the other because they're both pretty bad.
I think that's definitely worse than the other. Let's be honest, okay? Let's give credit where credit is due. Donald Sterling was in his 80s and didn't even use the N-word. Everybody in their 80s uses the N-word. Right? Donald Sterling wasn't driving under the influence okay. on a public highway.
All right. They're both bad, but sure. Okay. Let's say then Irsay's is worse.
Okay.
Then
and he still has a job. But he still is an owner, right? So like and granted, the Colts suck. But that so let's just look at it, man.
And
then do you think Jimbo Fisher's going to go down now?
Jimbo Fisher.
Yeah, you heard Jimbo Fisher, right? You heard about what happened with him?
No.
One of his linebackers just transferred out of Texas A&M and openly said that as soon as Jimbo Fisher got there, they started violating NCAA rules, and that's why they left.
Hmm. Jimbo Fisher just signed
a massive deal.
Rich deal.
Yeah.
Is and on apparently, top of the Winston stuff?
What?
This is on top of the Winston stuff.
This is solely at Texas A&M stuff.
Oh, so this is
this is like brand new.
Florida State.
No, this is now.
No,
he's
this
at
is
Texas
now. He's
A&M
not,
now.
He's not at Florida State no more. Yeah, he's at Texas A&M.
Yeah,
he signed like a 10-year, $75 million deal.
And a linebacker just left, transferred, and was like, when he, the day one he came in, he started, like, they were paying prospect, like, high schoolers to come to the campus and, like, all this stuff.
Wow.
But it's Jimbo Fisher, so it's okay. It's okay. He wins football games.
We'll see, man.
And that's the sad thing. Alex. The Maryland situation was definitely worse than the Ohio State situation, right? Because a kid died. But you didn't know about it because Maryland doesn't win football games.
Mm-hmm.
More to the point of why Urban Meyer will only get suspended and not lose his job.
I think that's more the point of how it's sad that Maryland hasn't gotten more publicity for...
Oh, it's sad that Urban Meyer will keep his job.
But also,
it's
that
sad that you're going to be on Saturdays and be like, oh my God, Urban, he calls a great game. Like, not getting over the fact
depending on the results of the investigation, he's
totally a woman abuser enabler.
Well, depending on the results of the investigation, we'll see.
You're never going to change your mind about this. Even if it comes out and it's like Urban Meyer hand delivered Zach Smith a pair of brass knuckles, like, you'd still be like, well, I mean, it was a Christmas gift, you know, like,
he didn't know what he was gonna do with it,
you know, like,
I would not say that.
Well, we'll see. Preseason ranks are out. Did you get a look at them?
Yes, I got a look at the
Sparty's
top five.
What, number 11?
What?
Sparty's at number 11?
Yeah, hopefully they'll be playing meaningless football soon, though, because of their issues with their... I mean, I've gone in on him.
Mm-hmm. I know you have.
But see, I think he understands.
I'll say this. Ohio State situation has gotten way more publicity than the Michigan State situation.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Way more.
I agree, and it's sad. I agree. I agree with you on that. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm disagreeing with you on the fact that if this man did something enough to get suspended, he probably should be fired.
Depending on – okay.
Like, it's either – you did nothing wrong, go coach your football team, or you're fired, in my opinion. It can't be, okay, well, we'll suspend you 3 games because you did your job, but it's messed up.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. All right.
So, anywho.
Of course, Michigan's ranked at 14. They still get ranked even though they didn't do anything.
Dude, USC's 15, okay?
Yeah, like probably Notre Dame's there. Yep, Notre Dame, of course.
I mean,
Wisconsin. Oh, hey, UCF, number 8.
Wisconsin's
4. Oh,
number
defending
21.
National
defending
champions.
Defending national champions,
are number
man.
21. How they are hated. Is it because they lost One Hand Jones?
I forgot about that guy.
Apparently, he's killing it with the Seahawks.
Yes.
LSU's 25.
They should have him and get him and Jason Pierre-Paul together.
Or what's the dude from Happy Gilmore? Chubbs? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jim Abbott. Just have a little round table. Shout out to him though, man. I'm like, apparently he in one of the games he led them in tackles.
He's a good football player.
They're not national
champions.
Did
he get an interception?
That probably not.
Dude, Jason Pierre-Paul got a pick 6 from your guys, the Browns, 1 year. So I think
was this pre or post hand?
Post hand.
Oh,
so
look at him.
Look at, she's got a shot, man. I think he could. I think he could get an interception.
Do the Browns win 6 games this year?
Do they win 6 games this year?
Yeah.
Is Hugh coaching the full 16?
Absolutely.
Then hell no.
How many do they win? What's your over under for them?
Well, if I did an over under, I'd probably say 5.5, and I take the under.
Okay. All right. How many games did the Detroit win?
Detroit?
I got them going 5-11 this year. They looked awful their preseason game.
I have Detroit as last in the NFC North, too.
Stop, yeah. Man. They're going to be second best team in the NFC North.
No, they're not.
But Matty Stafford's on his back, man.
Chicago Bears are going to be the second best team in that division. look at the schedule they play.
Stop.
Look at their new head coach with Matt Nagy. And they
Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky's looked great.
Oh, yeah.
He's looked incredible. Allen Robinson is a great addition. Trey Burton is a very underrated addition. Chicago's going to be really good this year. I think they could be a 9-7 football team. I really do.
I don't think that. I think you're crazy. I'm whispering.
I know.
I don't understand that. Like,
look at this schedule they play. They're all horrible teams.
You can still be. I don't have any faith in Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
He's last year.
I wouldn't say I have faith in Trubisky more than I faith in their head coach, their new head coach, Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy is an offensive genius. So I think
– still got to play defense.
That's true, but their defense has already been very good. They've had top 10 defenses for
the past 5 years. We'll see. You think they're going to be better than the Packers?
No. Better than the Vikings.
Oh, so you think the Vikings are going to fall way off.
I think the Vikings are going to fall
way off. I think you're really tripping
now.
Look
at the schedule they play, and I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan at all.
I'm not a Kirk Cousins fan either, but I'll take Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the third best quarterback. Like, Mitchell Trubisky's the worst quarterback in that division.
Maybe not by the end of this year.
Maybe not. Maybe not. You know, Tyrod Taylor might go 16-0. Who knows?
I'm sorry.
Driving
you,
that Toyota Camry.
Driving that Toyota Camry.
Look at that schedule. The Vikings play a first-place schedule. They don't play a fourth-place schedule anymore.
Okay.
They're getting everyone acclimated. Kirk, I'm sorry. Whether you like Kirk Cousins or not, it's going to take some time to get him integrated into that system.
Does Sam Darnold start week one?
I would start him week one.
Why?
Because he's the best quarterback of those three.
You think he's better than Bridgewater?
Yes.
Why? Because he's white?
No.
Because he's got a jaw structure?
Because he make incredible throws and lead his team to victories. That's why. The Jets should go 3-0 if you look at their opening schedule. If you look at their first three games, they should be 3-0. They should beat Alex's
Lions.
Dude,
they play the Browns in the first three games. They're losing that game.
Stop it.
Dude. Hugh is a quarterback whisperer.
Baker Mayfield's look pretty good.
And Baker's not playing, nor should he play.
Tyrod.
If Baker plays, we might go 0-16 again.
I feel like that might be the chance with the Jets when they have Sam Darnold start.
I'm telling you, you're tripping on Darnold.
Tripping on Darnold. He looks like a caveman. He looks like the kind of guy that treats a woman right. He should be on Ohio State's front page of their website.
He's going to lead the – I'm telling you, in 3 years, the Jets are going to be the new team in the AFC East. They will be the New England Patriots of the AFC East.
Not
in 3 years.
Ryan Tannehill has anything to say about it.
I'm telling you. the Jets are going to take over that division.
I don't know. They got to wait for, like, Joe Namath to die and then someone to reincarnate in his body and then become a 22-year-old. In my opinion.
Then he'll get drunk and hit on Susie Colbert.
Yeah. You know, representing Ohio State.
Everything has to come back to Ohio State with you, does
it? I'm just saying. Hey, they care about women. They do. They go out and get running backs that make sure that even though they hit them, they do it in a tasteful way.
They only lift up part of their shirt.
Yeah, and they wear crop shirts. wasn't he the same one that when he was at, like, he pulled a girl's shirt down?
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Oh, yeah, good man. Good man. His dad did a great job of raising him. And then he goes to that rally and says, Urban Meyer does care about women.
So disrespectful.
So let's talk about the Ravens. Jimmy Smith suspended 4 games. This will make it 8 games in a row that he's suspended. This is the fun part of the story.
So he suspended the first 8?
First four.
He
was suspended the last 4 last year.
Oh, yeah.
So this one revolves around a domestic violence situation. Now,
shocker,
right? Now, remember the Baltimore Ravens post Ray Rice said that they have a zero tolerance policy on domestic violence, which I think is a stupid statement for any team to make because they know they're not going to live up to that. And how I know they're not going to live up to that is they offered Dez Bryant a contract. I thought they had a no domestic violence policy. Not only that, they released a statement supporting Jimmy Smith and saying he is more than welcome back to the team when he's done his suspension. What happened to the Ravens' zero tolerance policy? Jimmy Smith helps them win games. Jimmy Smith is the Urban Meyer of the NFL.
Oh, jeez.
Am I right?
The Ravens, and that's an organization that really cares.
That's what I'm saying. They have a zero tolerance policy on domestic abusers. So, but don't worry. He's taking classes. That's my favorite one. They said that Jimmy Smith's taking classes. It's the same thing that people said with Johnny Manziel is taking classes.
Mark D'Antonio had a player talk to his mom about what he did.
Yeah. Yeah. These coaches, man, and they're caring this. I don't think Urban Meyer's the only one. I'm just saying he's the one in the spotlight right now. I think DJ Durkin is a scumbag. I think everything at Michigan State is a scumbag. D'Antonio, Izzo, I just think they're scumbags. I think they put winning over people's lives. So I'm equally critical. It's just Urban Meyer tends to be the guy in the forefront right now.
Okay.
And he's being kept solely for the reason that he wins football
games.
Even
though he shouldn't be in the forefront right now.
DJ Durkin should be in the forefront right now. Yes, correct. Or actually, no. Izzo and D'Antonio should be in the forefront right now. But they don't care about things like that in Michigan. They have dirty water, you know?
It's lead, actually. That's in the water, not dirt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get your facts straight. Get your facts straight, Matt.
Way to make it sound better.
Jimmy Smith, man. What an idiot. You know, in the games that he played last year, he graded out to be the second best corner in the league. But you can't guarantee to have him. This is the same thing that they talked about Jimmy Smith.
Well, of course he's going to make his return against the Browns, just like all suspended players do.
Hey, maybe Josh Gordon might make his return that game as well.
Oh, he should be back week one, actually.
What?
Their expectation is he's going to play week one.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well. Don't you think it's stupid, though, that when teams make these statements knowing that there's no way they're going to live up to it? They're just hoping that we forget about it. Right, which a lot of people did. To be fair, a lot of Ravens fans were like, "Oh, shout out there, it's like no." And what's the difference between? There's two differences between Ray Rice and Jimmy Smith.
One was more publicized.
Jimmy Smith is a better football player now than Ray Rice was when his thing went down, and it was on video.
Yeah, that's what I was just because
even
to
the
Ravens on video,
the Ravens statement was even like victim blaming to an extent. It was like, well, he was having a tough custody dispute with this woman. Like, oh, so he can just hook her whenever he wants? Stop. Like, I hope we get a big report on Ohio State, and then I can't wait to read it because I just really think you're gonna justify whatever happens.
I will justify what's fair.
You know, but then I don't hope that anything evil happens to his daughters, but like.
You do.
No. I'm just saying that like it's real easy to sit there and not care about women when it's not happening to the women that you love. Okay. And I think, unfortunately, that man has no problem with a woman getting beat on. As long as he's winning football games. But if it happened to his family, I think he would have handled it differently.
I've been looking for Urban Meyer updates all day today.
Of course. He's your boo thing.
No, just to see what happens because I care about my university.
Your university doesn't care about you.
That's true.
Okay. At least you're willing to understand that.
The universities don't care, but I'm sure they don't
care.
Not
only do they care about women, but they also care to people who are involved in the wrestling team.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what about that?
I actually don't know much about it.
Of course, because you don't care about your university. You care about one entity of your two entities of your university.
All right.
What about that hockey team?
That's he's not talking about.
I heard they have a great croquet team as well.
Yeah.
We do have a good hockey team, though.
Jack Nicklaus played golf there.
Oh, yeah, he dots the I.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till his allegations come out.
Urban Meyer just walked into the building. So, see.
Did he sock anybody on the way?
He saw somebody, and he reported it, and he said, okay, I'm good.
Hey, there's this girl getting stabbed in the parking lot.
Take care of that.
I'm just going to tell you, athletic director, yeah. Don't call the cops, though, because we got football to care about.
You got it right. All right, I'm out.
All right, yeah. I hope she's okay.
So brutal.
Sure wish somebody would do something about that.
Dear Tim Tebow. I saw this woman getting mauled by a bear. Please save her.
So disrespectful. So disrespectful.
Am I disrespectful or is he?
We'll find out. Yeah. Well, right now you're... Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
Look, the beauty of this world is I can be as disrespectful as I would like towards him. He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag before he ended up in Ohio State. Let's get that abundantly clear. Okay, he just continued his scumbag ways in Ohio. Which I can understand. Easy state to continue to be a scumbag in. Except for the Cleveland Clinic, because that's a great hospital.
Number one. Number two. In the country.
Number two. Which kind of makes sense, because what do you think of when you think of Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yeah, just... I'm gonna take you on a trip
think of,
one day.
Sauerkraut and American.
Of course, sauerkraut. Yeah.
You're gonna see the beauty of it one day. If you decide to go.
If
you're gonna see the beauty of it.
It's nothing like it. Nothing.
That's the beauty of Cleveland. That's gonna be the title of our podcast.
The America's number two.
Buy some food that's prepared near the street. You've seen the Cleveland tourism video?
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
Sebastian, we're going to miss you next week.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
I know.
He'll just report it and do the bare minimum.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to be here today.
He'll just call him like, Sebastian Merrick. All right, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah. I could push this little blue light on campus for you, but I got a scheme to come up with, you know?
Jeez. Couldn't be further from the truth.
You remember how like Les Miles was allegedly getting like women to sleep with potential like recruits when he was at Oklahoma State? Do you remember hearing that?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it came out that like him and there was someone else at Oklahoma State.
Rick Pitino.
Where they were like, they would bring in potential recruits and then they'd be like, here's a woman, sleep with her. Right? Like, I just feel like, you know, Urban Meyer's like, feel free to punch her, you know? I won't tell on you this time. I'll just report it.
I'll tell the janitor at the hotel.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Clarence.
I'll tell the proper people. How about that?
Domestic abuse is not funny, but the fact that people think that the highest paid public official in Ohio did enough of a job to keep his
job.
We're
going to find out. We'll find out. That's all I'm saying, man. You don't know that yet. No one knows that yet except Urban Meyer and the investigators once they release their report.
And poor Courtney Smith. Was that her name?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Poor Courtney Smith. So do you think he had any idea about the inappropriate things being shipped to his offices?
It depends.
Because he should. You know, what if they send him a kid in a box?
I'll say this, though. You don't know what... Obviously, we do know now what was in those boxes, but you don't know at the time where what's in those boxes. It's not like football material.
Do you think he should have kept better watch after his coaches while they were at the White House representing the institution?
Maybe Jack Smith.
And he probably should have known that, right?
Well, no one knew it.
Like, honestly, Smith. I understand that there's people that can present themselves as a certain way and really be sick puppies deep down inside, but it seems to me like this guy was not able to, like, contain his being a sick perv. Isn't that on, you know, I'm a great judge of character. Look at who came through my institutions while I was there. You got Marquise and Maurice Pouncey, Aaron Hernandez, and Tim Tebow, the future Pope of America. When they were pushing Tim Tebow as much as they were, I was like, oh yeah, things are definitely going down in Florida. I don't know why I have this way of being like, something's going down, man. Something's going down. Poor Reggie Bush loses his Heisman because he gets a...
Free car.
Nah, it was a house.
House.
It was a house. His parents got a house. And you never re-signed with that guy. But crop top gets to be one of the top picks in the draft after beating women. Joe Mixon slipped, but hey, Ezekiel Elliott, he's a good guy. He represents Ohio State University and their care for women. I think the name of the episode should be Ohio State Cares About Women.
I know you would love the name of that. You would love the name of that.
I just, because it's a hypocrisy.
We'll see. Everything we're saying today is a lot of if what you want to be true in a way.
It's like a dying hippopotamus.
But it's not.
That hippo's critical.
That's the key. They're not facts, we're saying.
I got that. I was like, what? Dying hippopotamus?
It's a terrible line in rap history, but it's a hilarious line in rap history as well. You can believe what you want, man.
It's the beauty of this country.
When you're sitting in Columbus eating American food with sauerkraut on top of it.
Non-Columbus.
Non-Columbus.
Cleveland. It's only a Cleveland thing.
Sauerkraut's only a Cleveland thing?
Actually, more specific, it's only an Akron thing.
Go Zips. yeah, what if the Zips coach was doing this? Would you hold him at a higher standard?
I would say the same exact thing saying right now.
He'd be fired before there was even an investigation because he's the Akron Zips head coach. Let's be honest.
What if it was the Cleveland Gladiators?
We probably wouldn't even be discussing it.
You know what classy player you need to get
into? If we did discuss it, I'd say the same thing. Same team, whatever. I could say, give you the same exact response. Same thing I said about Michigan State. Don't know. Just don't know.
You just don't know.
We don't.
You don't know. You have no idea.
You don't definitively know.
So Patrick Kane is innocent.
We don't know that. I mean, he wasn't found guilty, was he?
Bro.
I'm just saying.
Marvin Harrison didn't shoot that dude, right?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it either. I don't know.
Marvin Harrison, we're good, man. Yeah. I
seriously don't.
I didn't say anything, bro.
I seriously don't. Tell me about that.
I'm never going to Philly again.
Your car washer hurt is wonderful.
No issues. Yeah, man. Like I love Belgium-made guns. Look it up. Just look it up. I don't want to say anything because Marvin Harrison lives way too close to us. So.
Okay.
He was about his. That's all I need to say. Okay. Like, you got to look up the whole story. You can't just look up the first incident. Okay. Because there's it's layered, you know?
Okay. All right.
And look, that one guy was trying to let the proper authorities know, and look what happened to him. He got canned in a way.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, completely innocent. He's completely innocent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's a fine, upstanding citizen. He owns a small business, and he's trying to live the American dream.
Is that a red laser on my forehead? I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes things are true, okay? And it's not presented that way, but they're true.
Harvey Weinstein hasn't been convicted of anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to stand by him?
Let the investigation go for that one.
Are you going to support someone putting an insensitive Harvey Weinstein Me Too sign in the middle of a rally?
I never did I support the Ohio State guy?
Dude, you sent me the picture and you said, check these out. I saw that.
I said every sign was great except the Me Too. You know I said that.
After the fact, though.
No.
You didn't notify the proper authority that that's something I should have been expecting.
Oh, jeez.
But don't worry. You win ratings on this show, so you'll just be suspended for next week, and then we'll bring you back.
If I win ratings, then thank you to the people who appreciate
Wolfhampton. That. In Czech Republic.
Wolverhampton.
Right. Because I give them Wolves coverage. Disappointing loss versus Leicester, but they'll bounce back. They got a good team.
What about the Czechs?
Yeah. Shout out to my Czechs.
Unfortunately, Slavia Prague lost last qualifying round to Dynamo Kiev, but hopefully they can bounce back and do well in the Europa League.
Hey, they play good hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominic Hasek.
Jager.
Yuri Hudler.
Joel Brenner.
Peja Stojakovic. Mentioned.
16 across the chest. Richie Incognito got arrested.
Shocker.
Oh, Lord. Of course.
Do you think he's a bad guy?
I mean... What do you get? I didn't even know that. What do you get arrested for?
Bullying. It's like, no.
Yeah, I was like.
You threatened to beat up somebody, didn't you?
Yeah, it was some. Let me get it. Let me pull it up here so we're being
true.
He's
still playing or did he retire?
Nah, he's
retired.
What was the team that, like, was it the Browns that he got into it with? He got into it with a team recently. Oh, it was the Vikings.
The Vikings. Yeah, he always said the Vikings called him about trying to sign him and he told them no. And the Vikings, like, no, we never called you.
Yeah. Dude, do you guys remember Lawrence Maroney?
I do not.
Yeah, he played for the...
He was Minnesota, and then he was a Bill, and then he was a Patriot.
Yeah.
That's my man. I thought he was going to be a beast. Charged with disorderly conduct and making threats.
He sent text messages this time about... Never mind.
Yeah. Ugh. That situation made me so mad. That was the situation that drove me crazy back in the day. I was like, have you ever texted your friend? Like, if you could literally pull up my text messages to my friends and put them right next to Richie Incognito, and maybe I wouldn't have used certain words that he used, but like, I was mean. Like, my friends and I are mean to each other. Like, I just didn't understand that. Like. And it's funny because guess who went on to be in the NFL still and guess who didn't?
Jonathan Martin's in the NFL again?
No.
What?
Richie Cognito came back to the NFL,
though.
Oh,
yeah.
Jonathan Martin was gone. Like, he was just too soft. He's an offensive lineman. I guarantee you that would have been the kind of guy that Nick Saban would have made cry. Do you remember the Nick Saban making guys cry days?
Yep.
These are the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. He had two Glock pistols, a handgun silencer, and three rifles.
Oh,
that would make a
Maurice Claret reunion party. Oh, wait, hold on. They care about gun safety at Ohio State, though. And not drinking and driving.
As they should.
This statement has been brought to you by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. He hates me right now. He hates me. Like Rod Smart.
I was about to say.
I don't hate you. I just think you guys are
being too unfair to Ohio State University.
Yeah, I just want, not even that. You guys have the right to your opinion. I just think just give them a due process and then you can roast. You can make fun of me all you want.
Look, here's the deal.
I don't really care, to be honest.
He's allowed to have due process, right? Yeah. But at the end of the day, in my opinion, just letting the athletic director or the president know is not enough.
Okay. I know.
So at that point, it doesn't even matter. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve to be a coach ever again, but he clearly needs a timeout. Also, it's not like this is the first thing coming out of the blue about Urban Meyer. He's had a
I know.
Swampy past. They ran him out of Utah, the Holy Land. They didn't really run him out of Utah, but he had Alex Smith as his quarterback.
Yeah. Now that's a guy that's
number
classy.
Number one pick.
Him and Andrew Bogut were number one picks the same year. And they both came from Utah. Go Utes.
You know who also went to Utah? Tom Grady.
Grady did go to Utah. Talk about a guy who cares about women.
And he's classy all the way.
Mm-hmm.
700 touchdowns.
700. What's Sam Darnold done?
More than that.
He's going to end up in the AFL soon, and he's not going to do what Tom Grady's done.
He's going to be in the NFL doing better.
Yeah. I think he'll have a lot of touchdown passes. I just think they'll be to the wrong team.
Funny.
Let's see. Do any of the backup quarterbacks get traded?
That's a good question. I would say yes. I don't know about who. There's always a backup quarterback that gets traded.
I think Bridgewater and RG3 are probably...
They're not going to trade RG3. No way. Why would you want Lamar Jackson being the backup right now? Did you see him play?
To be fair, I think if the Ravens lose Joe Flacco this year, they're not going to be a competing team.
So are they why a competing not go to Lamar Jackson? Joe Flacco?
I am not sure. I would be flat out honest. Like they're a toss-up this year. Yes,
they're going to be very good this year.
They're going to be very good.
I think they'll be
Joe
a playoff
Flacco's
team.
Elite.
I think they'll be
Joe very, Flacco's look good in the preseason.
I think they're
going to
be a playoff team this year.
I don't know about that. All I'm saying is, if Joe Flacco goes down,
and I know I said last week that they wouldn't be, I changed my mind based off the preseason. I don't have the Chiefs in anymore.
If Joe Flacco, because you fell out of love with Patty Mahomes. I try to tell you, man.
He looks.
I try to tell you.
He looks.
I watched this man for. You got to understand. All right, I'm telling you.
But
I'm a West Virginia fan.
But that's the thing. I adjust my predictions. I don't stay firm. I'm not. I don't have too big of an ego to say I'm always right. I like readjusting.
I like.
When I'm wrong, I admit I'm wrong.
I like West Virginia, and they're in the Big 12. So I watch a lot of Big 12. But I also love Cliff Kingsbury. So I watch a lot of Texas Tech. I will tell you something. Patrick Mahomes, when you're watching highlights, looks like he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. When you watch him in a game, he's nothing. He's nothing. He's not going to be light-skinned Donovan McNabb. He's just not.
I agree.
And I'll tell you, the Ravens are a toss-up to me. I think their defense is going to be good. I think they'll be able to run the ball. Again, what John Brown do we get? What Crabtree do we get? I think Willie Snead's going to be good. What tight ends
Crabtree's
do we get?
Crabtree's going to be very good.
I mean,
good.
I think
Crabtree,
2 games ago.
Michael Crabtree's a touchdown machine.
But he had an off year last year. So he fluctuates
he
in his career.
No, he didn't. He didn't have an off
compared
year last
to
year.
The season that he had the year before.
Compared to his 49er days. But he didn't have an off year last year. He was one of the league leaders. He was... He, He definitely led the Raiders in touchdowns.
Yeah, because Amari Cooper had a terrible year.
He wasn't awful. He was had a solid year. Here's my feeling.
I still think he's a toss-up. I think John Brown's a toss-up. I think Willie Snead is going to be consistent. Again, here's my issues, though. 2 games ago, that Joe Flacco I really liked. I think at the beginning of the game against the Colts, he had a couple good throws, and then he went right back to check down Joe. He checked down like crazy towards the end of his time in that game on Monday night. If they have checked down Joe, they're not going to the playoffs.
All right, we'll see.
You also got to think, like, honestly, and I know this may sound crazy and this may sound biased, I think the AFC South can send 3 teams.
Okay. I don't know about that. But
I honestly think the Jags are going to be 3rd place in that division this year.
3rd?
I think so.
I think they'll be 2nd. I don't know about 3rd.
You think it's going to be Houston, Jacksonville, and Tennessee?
Yeah.
Well, just watch.
All right.
I'm going to tell you something. If you play fantasy football,
I do.
Get Deion Lewis. If you play fantasy football, get Tywan Taylor. If you play fantasy football, I would even say get Marcus Mariota this year.
Interesting. Why Tywan Taylor? Is he going to be their number one?
Well, so Rashard Matthews is injured.
What about Corey Davis?
You're not sold? The jury's still out on Corey Davis. Tywan Taylor's that dude. He had, first off, have you seen any of the Titans highlights?
No.
Okay. So Tywan Taylor in the 2nd preseason game, I think, had like 3 or 4 receptions, 95 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Was it against the first stringers?
The first one was. The first one was a simple screen pass that he just made a couple nice moves and then just burned everybody to the end zone. It was like a 45-yard touchdown. Deion Lewis looks really good. Like, he's going to be a problem this year. Like, I think he might actually have an overall better season than Derrick Henry. I'm not one that wants to get real excited off of preseason, but the Titans this year are all about getting the ball out of Marcus Mariota's hands quick so he doesn't have time to overthink and make mistakes, and they look good. Deion Lewis had a ridiculous play. It was just a simple check down to him, and he just made 2 people miss. So disgusting. Like, I'm telling you, watch out for the Titans. Watch out for the Titans.
All right, we'll see.
Their defense is their question mark, and it used to be the other way around. I don't think Blake Bortles is going to – he's going to have an issue. I really think –
Of course he is. He's Blake Bortles. Yeah. But that defense is easily that the defense best defense is
good.
In football.
That defense is good. But I really think it's not going to be – we don't live in an NFL anymore where having the best defense is going to – like, they're not going to do the Ravens. They're not going to Trent Dilfer him. You know, like, yeah. I don't think that happens anymore.
I have him slipping too, just not as far as you have him slipping.
I was very on the edge about like the Titans could be good or terrible. I think the Titans are going to be a problem. I really do. So much so, and I'm not the only one believing this. I went and looked at Bleacher Report keeps coming out with power rankings, and they jumped all the way up to 11 this week. Granted, preseason, but I like what this offensive coordinator is doing. I really do. I really, because you know I have beef with Marcus Mariota. And I love the fact that now we have 2. Have you seen the picture of Deion Lewis next to Derrick Henry?
No.
When you get a chance, look that up, dude. It is the funniest thing you will ever see. You'd be like, there's no way they play the same position. But I think they're going to complement each other so well. So well. I mean, Derrick Henry's just going to pound it, and he can catch it out of the backfield as well. And then Deion Lewis is just going to be, I think Deion Lewis is going to have a career year. I really think Deion Lewis is going to come out and people are going to be like, he's going to be like, who can I compare him to? I don't want to, like, he's going to be that guy that comes out where all these people in fantasy are going to be like, oh my God, I could have got him for a steal.
So he's going to be a top 10 running back point wise then.
In fantasy? Possibly. I really think so.
I don't know about that.
Dude, I'm telling you.
I don't know about that.
Why?
Because they're 10 elite running backs. He's not going to be an RB1.
No. I don't think he will. But I think he'd be a strong flex one.
Okay.
I think he could be in the runnings for a flex one. I really do. I got a fantasy football draft this weekend, and I'm going after him. Because I'm telling you. I mean, you saw him with the Patriots, right? Remember with the Patriots, like, the problem with the Patriots is they change who they want to go to every week,
mm-hmm.
right? But he had some ridiculous games with the Patriots. Now put him on a team that's going to value him a lot more than the Patriots.
All right.
Watch out. I'm telling you. And that's the thing. He's been sitting there underutilized with the Patriots for years now. He's still got a lot more legs on him. I'm telling you. Hey, you heard it here first. I think the Titans offense, I think it's all in the defense this year. I think the Titans offense is going to be a problem. And let me tell you something. Harold Landry is a problem. I really think the Titans might be turning this corner even more than I thought. And I was very skeptical 2 weeks ago.
All right, we'll see.
But they don't let Mariota hold on to the ball anymore. They really don't. They're like, look there. If it's not there, get it to Deion. Get it to Derek. Like, straight up. I haven't seen him hold on to a ball for longer than like 3 seconds. This whole, and granted, it's only been a couple games, but I'm excited. I think we're going to be a problem. I think we're going to smack a lot more people in the face than you think.
You're going to be a problem.
What?
You're going to be a problem.
It's so much so that, like, even if Corey Davis is a flop, I'm not worried.
But you sound like you think he is.
It's not that I think he is. I'm just waiting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's – because the other thing is we got other dudes right now that – you know, Tajae Sharpe, I don't know if you remember him from a couple years ago. He was, like, our number one receiver a couple years ago. He's still sitting there. You know, Rashard Matthews is going to come back. We got options. We got options. We got rid of dropaholic Eric Decker. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. That's going to be a great division this year. And I'm excited because for years I used to watch those division games and be like, this is horrible football. And now I'm like, yes, let's go.
You have Sunday ticket or nah?
I got a Fire Stick. Yeah.
I got VIP box.
Yeah. ATDHE.
Pirate Bay.
Yo, they got rid of sportsarefree.xyz.
That website is basically just the same links as VIP box.
Still, man, that was my website. All right, everybody. Anything else you want to say? We went off on a tangent.
Shout out to the Indians, man. Playing great baseball right now.
In a tough division.
I'll say this. I said they would deceive us. They've beaten Boston.
And they beat those Orioles.
He texted me and was like, we just beat the Orioles. I'm like, cool. Dude, are you surprised by that? Like, this has been the Mental Room Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell.
Cleveland physician Alex Baker.
Sebastian Merrick.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember, love yourself.